The Clemens Food Pantry began 9 years ago as a Sunday school project. Now it's an independent nonprofit serving all of Forsyth County from a 1,000-square-foot storefront in Meadowbrook Mall. Kathy Kovac has been a volunteer at the pantry since 2006.
When I came, 2 to 3 of us would run a shift, and we were excited if we got close to 30 families in that night, or 30 people came through our door. 3 of us could interview them, pack the boxes, carry it out. Now, 12 to 15 people, all of us working 2 lines, we see somewhere between 65 and 85 families each night that we're open.
Kovac said the pantry is struggling to stay afloat. This year, demand has soared as the termination of some unemployment benefits went into effect and a computer glitch interrupted the food stamp system. Already, the pantry has made reductions in the amount it gives each family it serves. And now there's another change that is likely to put even more pressure on the pantry. On November 1st, cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also called SNAP, took effect. In North Carolina, the cuts will mean a reduction of about $166 million to the food stamps program. By the end of the month, many food stamp clients will run out of money for food and will look to agencies like the Clemens Food Pantry to help feed their families. Kovac said that she's worried about not having enough to meet that new demand.
Honestly, we don't know exactly what to expect. Everything that has happened as far as a setback in their benefits has been pretty impactful for us so far in the last 3 or 4 months. So we are just holding on to see what happens next and do our best to try and feed these people.
Do you have the food if the demand increases?
At the moment, no.
Kovac said that if there's a silver lining, it's that the cuts will begin during the holiday season. That's when many people step up to help feed the hungry. The pantry will also benefit from holiday food drives and is working with the Clemens location of Ruby Tuesday Restaurant to help raise money. Paul Garber, WFDD News.